So just to end Daf Beis with one Ha'ara that really is a continuation of the introduction, but it's very much related to the Daf, and that is the first Pshat in the Gemara, Rav Nachman's Pshat. Beis Shinol de Beyonte, Beishamay Oimrim Teyachel, Ubeisilil Oimrim Loi Teyachel. Rav Nachman said the Machloikis is that Beishamay is Lesley Mukta, and Beisilil is Islay Mukta. Again, we said it's a misnomer. Lesley Mukta, Islay Mukta, everybody holds a Mukta. But there's a Machloikis with Shimon Rabbi Yehuda throughout Shas of how far Mukta goes. Rav Shimon had a limited scope of Mukta. Rabbi Yehuda had a very broad scope of Mukta. Rabbi Shimon was Lesley Mukta relative to Rabbi Yehuda's Mukta. But Rabbi Shimon was Mekel, and Rabbi Yehuda was Machmer. So Beis Shinol de Beyontif is a Mukta, but it's a Mukta that falls into that gray area. Thus, Meisham Yomrim Teyacha, like Rabbi Shimon, who's Lesley Mukta. Beisil Yomrim Loi Teyacha, like Rabbi Yehuda, who's Islay Mukta. And the Gemara had a Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was that Rabbi Nachman himself said, regarding a Mishnah Masech the Shabbos, just the opposite. He said that Beis Shammai is Islay Mukta and Beis Hillel is Leslay Mukta. He said that if somebody finishes eating and there's bones and there's shells on the table, according to Beis Hillel, just pick up the bones and the shells and throw it in the garbage. Beis Shammai says, no, you have to pick up the whole table. It's a whole Asik. Why? Because Beis Shammai is Islay Mukta. He's very machmir. He's like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Mukta. Whereas Beis Hillel is Leslay Mukta. And the Gemara asked the Kasha. Gemara says, Stir Rabbi Nachman. Here Rav Nachman said that Beis Shammai holds like Rav Shimon and Beis Hillel holds like Rav Yehuda. And there he said just the opposite. Beis Shammai holds like Rav Yehuda and it's Beis Hillel that holds like Rav Shimon. And the Gemara said it's not a kasha. One Rav Nachman was explaining a Mishnah Masechtas Beah, which deals with Hilchas Yontif. And the other Rav Nachman was explaining a Mishnah in Masechtas Shabbos, which deals with Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Yontif, Beis Shammai is Leslei Mukta and Beis Hillel is Islei Mukta. In Hilchas Shabbos, Beis Shammai is Islay Mukta, and Beis Hillel is Leslay Mukta. And the Gemara said, and addressed Beis Hillel Shita. And the Gemara said, my time is the Beis Hillel. Why would Beis Hillel be Mekel in Shabbos and be Machmer in Yontif? And the Gemara said, the reason is because Shabbos de Chamira, Shabbos is Chamer, loy osi lizil zuleba. We're not afraid people are going to be Mezalzel. Therefore, we could be Mekel and Mukta. As opposed to Yontif, which is more kuladig, we're more afraid that people will be mezalzel, and it's for that reason, Beis Hillel held that we have to be more machmer when it comes to mukta in Hilchas Yontif. In other words, Beis Shammai seemed to take a very reasonable approach when it came to mukta. They were mechalel between Shabbos and Yontif, but they were machmer in Shabbos, mekel in Yontif. That seems very consistent with everything we know about Torah Shabbat Peh. Shabbos is more chamer than Yontif, so Beis Shammai is more machmer in Shabbos than they are in Yontif. Beis Hillel took a very counterintuitive approach. Beis Hillel said, I'm going to be machmer in Yontif, I'm going to be mekel in Shabbos. Beis Hillel is just the opposite. Beis Shabbos is more chamer. Why are you being mekel in Shabbos? Yontif is more kuladik. Why are you being machmer in Yontif? So the Gemara says, very cryptically, it's because Shabbos, because it's so chama, I don't think people are going to be mezalzel in Shabbos if we're mekel by mukta. So let's be mekel by mukta. Yontif, which is more kuladig, I'm afraid people may be mezalzel. As for that reason, I think we have to be machmer when it comes to Yontif. So the truth is that Shita's Beis Hillel is a little unclear. Again, Beis Shammai makes perfect sense. Shita's Beis Hillel is a little bit unclear. So the Chasam Sofer and wrote a Hakdama to Masechtas Beah. We referenced it briefly in our Hakdama. And the Chasam Sofer's Hakdama to Masechtas Beah is a Hakdama really to the laws of Mukta. And he said that it's very important to know the laws of Mukta, and therefore I'm going to give you a Hakdama to the laws of Mukta. And in the middle of this Hakdama, he addresses Beis Hillel Shita as it emerges from Shita's Rav Nachman here in the beginning of the Gemara. And that is that why would it be that Beis Hillel would be more mekel when it comes to Shabbos and more machmer than it comes to Yontif. But in order to properly appreciate this, we have to take a step back and have a tiny, tiny introduction. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara over there talks about the genesis of Mukta and how Mukta came about. And the Gemara said it used to be that the laws of Mukta were much more limited in scope. And then with time, at some point in history, the Chachamim came and they expanded the laws of Mukta. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Chanin, what was that point in history when the laws of Mukta seemed to have kicked into another gear? Bimei Nechemya ben Chachalya Nishnas Mishnazo. It happened in the times of Nechemya ben Chachalya. And then the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Nechemya Perik Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says, Bayomim Ahem, This is Nehemiah talking. It was in those days, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Ro'isi b'Yehuda, I came to Eretz Yisrael and I saw there were Yidden that were darchen gitois b'Shabbos. They were literally pressing in the wine presses on Shabbos. U'meviim ha'aremois, and then they were taking bundles and they were carrying them. V'omsin ala chamoirim, and they were working on their donkeys. V'afiyayin v'anoven u'tehenim, and they were carrying wine, grapes, te'enim, figs, the chol masa, they were carrying everything they wanted to carry. U'mevi'in Yerushalayim, and they were bringing it to Yerushalayim b'yoyim HaShabbos. V'oil b'yoyim Mircha, and I saw what was going on, and I said, Reboi Nishol Olam. And he says, I turned to them and I said, you know, you had a Beis HaMikdash, you lost it, it was because of things like this. How can you go ahead and do it? But says the Gemara, that you see in the times of Nehemiah, Nehemiah observed, he saw that the Yidden were being Mechal Shabbos. There was terrible Chil Shabbos going on. So Nehemiah felt that he had to be Mechazik Shabbos. So how was he Mechazik Shabbos? He said there's something called Muktzah. He expanded. The way he was Mechazik Shabbos was by being Machmer. He added on to Shabbos. He instituted, he implemented the laws of Muktzah. And by doing that, that created a Chizik for Shabbos. Like this, we don't have to worry anymore that people are going to be Mezalzel in Shabbos. The Ravid, in his Hasogas HaRavid, in Hilcha Shabbos, Perich of Dalet, he explains what the Gemara means in a little bit of greater detail. He says that what was it that the Pasuk says Nehemiah observed? What was the particular Chil Shabbos that they were doing? They were carrying. They were carrying the bundles, they were carrying the wine, they were carrying the grapes, they were carrying the te'enim, the chol masa they were creating. And he went ahead and he established muktzah. So says the Ravid, that you see from here why Chazal instituted the laws of muktzah. You want to know what muktzah is? It's a gzeirah. Atu tiltul. It's atu haitza. They were mesakin tiltul atu haitza. Because they were afraid, they saw people carrying. So he said, you know what? We're going to put an end to this. You know, we're going to put an end to it. You can't carry anymore. Unless you need it for Shabbos, unless you prepared it before Shabbos, you're not going to be able to carry it. By doing that, he got people to stop carrying. What Nehemiah saw wasn't just the fact that people were being mezalzel in Shabbos. When Nehemiah saw that people were being mezalzel in Haitzah, in the 39th of the 39 malachas, the malach of Haitzah, and he was trying to prevent them from Haitzah. So he said, how am I going to prevent them by Haitzah? Muktzah. Meaning, if he saw what they were doing was bishul, I don't know if he would have implemented Muktzah. But the idea of Muktzah is it talks head on to Haitzah. You're carrying your Rishus HaRabim? Guess what? You can't even carry in your living room anymore. And that's a great protection. It's a shmirah. Keneged the melacha of Haitzah. We talk a lot about the gzeira that Chazal made of Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. So we know that when Sukkot coincides with Shabbos, you don't take Dalet Minim. When Rosh Hashanah coincides with Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar. When Purim coincides with Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah. And the reason is gzeira de Rabba. Pun intended, but Gzeira de Rabba, Rabba held Gzeira Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. He said, you're going to take the Dalet Minim, you may carry it Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. You're going to take the Shofar, you're going to carry the Shofar Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. You're going to take the Megillah, you're going to carry B'Shus HaRabim. What about the Matzah? We spoke about that in the end of Masechta Sukkah. But the point is, Gzeira Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. I saw something very interesting recently. Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher, in his classic work, Torah Shleima. So this is in some of the essays that he has between Parshias. It's between Parshas Boy and Parshas Beshalach. It's Perik Yud Beis. It's under the title Gzeira Shema Yavirenu. So he says some very interesting things in Perik Yud Beis. But he begins by saying that he found something interesting. He said he found that one of the Rishonim say, the name of the Rishon was Rabbeinu Menachem. He said, quote, he said, Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim was a Gzeira de Gozru Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla, al HaShofar, val HaLulav, val HaMegillah, Shaloi Linoik B'Shabbos, Shema Yoylichaim Eitzel Baki, Lilmoit in Yoneim, Inami Birchoseim, V'Yavar Arba Amos B'Shus HaRabim, V'Nimtza Mechalul Es HaShabbos. So Rabbeinu Menachem, when he brought the Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, said Rav Kasher, who Kiyodua was a real Sinai, he was a tremendous, tremendous Yodea Sefer. And he said a chiddush that I didn't find anybody says anywhere. And that is the rest of the story. When exactly the gzeira of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim was instituted. And he says, you know when it happened? It was from the takonos of the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla. The Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla, they instituted this gzeira of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. So he says that, I always wondered, when did this gzeira happen? Was there a time that the Yidden were taking lulav on Shabbos? It's mistaber they were. There was a, but then, at some point, it flipped. and there was a gzeira shemi yavir and amshus rav that if Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you're not taking it, or if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to blow shofar. But the question is, when did that takana go into place? He said he found a maramakim umatzasi lechem and arishonim rabenu menachem shemevi perish chadash mashaloi nimtza b'shum mokoy macher. That's what he says. No one else says this. That it was the institution of the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah. So Rav Kasher said that, you know something? I was thinking that it's ma'od mistaber, and it could be the rest of the story is the Gemara Masech the Shabbos daf kuf chav gimel amid beis, because the Gemara says that the laws of muktzah were instituted. What happened? Nechemya ben Chachalya came and he saw the Yidden were not observing the laws of Shabbos properly. But which one of the laws? Hoitza. So what did he do? He said, we have to be mechazik. We need to do something. So he instituted the laws of muktzah. And like the Ravid says, muktzah is atu hoitza. It's the way of protecting the yid to make sure he's not going to come to hoitza. So he said that you see that this was a tkufa where the yidden were very lax when it came to hoitza. So it's mistaber that same generation of gedolim, Nechemya, who was a member of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, together with Ezra, they went and they made another takana. They said there's going to be no Dalad Minim on Shabbos, there's going to be no Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos, there's going to be no Megillah on Shabbos. Why? Zeru Shem Yavirenu Dalad Amis B'Shus HaRabim. And said Rav Kasher, Rashi and Tosafot, all the Rishonim say, Yesh Koyach B'Yad Chachamim L'Akudavim and Atayra B'Shev Al Taisa. But why would we do that? Why would we take away mitzvahs because of a gzeira shemi yavirenu? Rab Leibel Eger, when he told Rab Kivegas Kasha, Milsa the Lashchicha, right? You're going to jump down on Amos to do the mitzvah. Why would you go ahead and make such a gzeira? So he said this dar was clearly very negligent when it came to Haitzah. And just like Nechemya had to be Mesakin Muktzah, so too they implemented this gzeira of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim. But what comes out from this is, and it's really a Gemara Mesach Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, and it's Mefurish and Derivin in Perich Chav Dalet and Hilcha Shabbos, Sif Katan Yud Gimel Ayin Sham, that the whole institution of Muktzah was rabbinic, and it was instituted because there was a tkufa where the yidden were very lax in the laws of Oitza. And to protect the yid from carrying B'Shus HaRabim, Chazal said that you can't carry. Unless you really, really need to carry, you can't carry. And by telling the yid he can't carry, that's a great way. It's a tremendous protection to make sure that this yid is not going to end up carrying Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. And maybe, like Rav Kasher said, that's the Rabbeinu Menachem. That's what he meant when he said, that's when the Chazal made this takana of Gzeira Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. So based on that, Zok Tehil Gichsam Sofer, Yesh Loimar, that's Pshat and Beis Hillel, Alibi the Rav Nachman. Again, Beis Hillel says, the way Rav Nachman explained it, Beish and all the Beyontif, what's the halacha? Why? Because Muktzah, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Islay Muktzah. But that's only by Yontif. By Shabbos, he's more Meiko. By Shabbos, he actually is less Lay Muktzah. So what's the reason? So the Chassam Sofer said, Yesh Loimar. Because we're going to learn one of the major, major themes of Masech Tisbeya. This is not a digression. This is more of an introduction. One of the major themes of Masech Tisbeya is another machloikis between Bisham and Bishil. We know that on Yontif, you're allowed to do Malacha Seichel Nefesh. What if somebody does a Malacha that's technically a Malacha Seichel Nefesh, but he's not doing it L'Tzoyer Seichel Nefesh? So you want to carry, but you're not carrying food. You want to carry your Machsa to Shul. Bishil holds, Mitoich shehutra malacha litzoyrich oichel nefesh, hutra nami shaloi litzoyrich oichel nefesh. Bishamay argues. Bishamay says there's no such halacha mitoich. It's muta litzoyrich oichel nefesh, but it's not muta shaloi litzoyrich oichel nefesh. So the Chassam Sofer said that if the whole idea of muktzah was because the yidden were being mezalzel at that time in the malacha vaitzah, he says Beis Hillel held, how much more so do we have to be machmer and muktzah when it comes to yontif? Because on yontif you're allowed to carry letzayr chaychol nefesh, but you're not only allowed to carry letzayr chaychol nefesh, you're even allowed to carry shaloi letzayr chaychol nefesh, because mitoch shehut malacha letzayr chutra nami shaloi letzayr. So there was such an understanding that everyone's carrying. You're dealing with people that are mezalzel in Oitza. So Beis Hillel felt we have to be even more machmer. So what are we going to do? In Shabbos, I'm less like muktzah like Rav Shimon. Because we're going to have to be machmer. Why did Beis Shammai see the world the same way? Because Beis Shammai is l'shitasai. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of mitaych. So according to Beis Shammai's world, if you went into a shtetl of Beis Shammai, yeah, people were carrying food, but that's melechas oichel nefesh. All melechas oichel nefesh is mutter. But there was no concept of just carrying whatever you want because mitaych shal utra melachal l'tzarech, utra nami shaloy l'tzarech. So according to Beis Shammai, it wasn't so wichtig to go ahead and make that extra shmir. And that's why Beis Shammai said, it's more mistabi. It should be machmer and Shabbos. It should be more mekel and yantiv. So said the Chassam Sofer, Beis Shammai was machmer and Shabbos and mekel and yantiv because that's the svara. Shabbos more chamer than yantiv. So of course the svara is to be machmer and Shabbos versus being mekel and yantiv. Beis Hill came with this whole chap that no, we're going to be machmer and yantiv and we're going to be mekel and Shabbos. And you have to understand, Parshav Shah, why would it be that way? So said the Chassam Sofer, the pshat is, and he's really learning up the Gemara, that what the Gemara is saying is that because yantiv is a time, the whole institution of muktzah was put in place to protect the yid from carrying. So therefore, a yantiv with carrying is way more lax because you're almost always allowed to carry. Now, at times you're not allowed to, but you almost are allowed to because you're allowed to carry letzayrich eichel nefesh and even shaloi letzayrich as long as it's for a tzayrich. So they felt that it was even more important that when we lay down the law of the land as it relates to the laws of muktzah, we're actually going to have to be even more machmer when it comes to yantiv. And that's why, said the Chassam Sofer, Beis Hillel was more machmer in yantiv and more mekel in Shabbos.